Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good morning, and good afternoon to everyone who's listening around the world. Thank you for being here. I'm always grateful when people join me. Tonight, I want to talk about re-entering the social world, the workforce, because there's a lot of fears that people have been mentioning to me that they're starting to go through. And it has to do with the last 3 months, everybody being in the shutdown, being in fear, and overcompensating when it comes to cleaning. Now, I'm not saying that we don't need to be safe and careful and clean, but what I'm saying is that if we disinfect more than 100% all the time, how will our body remember to fight germs, right? So if you weren't here last week, and you can tune in to last week's show because I did a meditation for release your immune system. So anyway, I'm Jean Souch, also known as Jean of Divine Healing, and thank you for being here. So how I feel about the fear is this. We know that the dark energies feed off fear. They feed off worry. They feed off grief. So we need to be in as positive as an energy space, emotionally and mentally, as we possibly can. Now, I'm not saying that we don't have moments, because we do. For instance, just a few minutes ago before I went live, I got a phone call that one of my blood cousins passed away about an hour ago, and they had cancer and some other things going on. So I immediately called in some angels because I wanted to check to see if he had crossed into the light, and he had not yet because he was still lingering in his hospital room, and crossed him into the light, and he went immediately, as soon as I asked divine angels to escort him to his family because I knew he was missing his mom and other relatives. So anyway, I just wanted to put that out there. I don't know why, but I did. Anyway, I want to thank you. Anyway, so for letting me share that. Thank you. Anyway, so we don't want to be afraid when we go back out into the social scene, when we go out into restaurants, when we're out in the grocery stores. You know, just remember, when we're wearing the mask, we're rebreathing in also the carbon dioxide because it's not, you know, being expelled. It's staying under the mask. So remember that too, okay? So let's do a meditation. Oh, I guess I just bored someone. Someone just hung up, but that's okay. Let's do a brief meditation for releasing any fears or anxieties about going out and socializing again, all right? And if you don't want to participate, that's okay, because, you know, it's all about unconditional acceptance and love. And the more of us out there in the world that wake up to unconditional love, the more our life in our world will switch to harmony. I had somebody ask me earlier, what does it mean when you say, Jean, someone just got hit with a spike, right? And I said, well, you know how we were raised, if you have nothing nice to say, don't say it. If you have nothing nice to think, don't think it. And that's because where attention goes, energy follows. So as an example, if I were to verbally or think something negative about another human being, or including myself maybe, then I would send an energetic spike, or I would spike myself. Most of us have had the experiences at one time in our in this lifetime where we said, wow, I feel like I just got stabbed in the back. Well, yeah, you did. You got stabbed by an energy knife. Anyway, let's close your eyes, please, and take a nice big cleansing breath. Because for the last 3 months, humanity has been severely programmed. And we want to remove the programming, but not remove, of course, your continuous of being cleanliness and healthy. We were just talking about removing the fears and the anxiety about going out and socializing in restaurants in the workforce. As we breathe gentle breaths, breathing in divine light and exhale divine light. Set your intentions to release all fear programming that you picked up from the news, CNN, the media, for the last 3 months. That is not your divine truth. Breathe in divine light. Exhale into your feet chakras. Let all the places that you've walked in wonder of worry and fear release with each breath. Releasing all energies that you may have picked up that other people left behind where they walk. Breathe in divine light. Exhale into the chakras. Release all energies that are not 100% pure for your highest good. Excellent. Breathe in divine light and exhale into your root chakra. Whether you're a man or a female in this lifetime, this body, or a male or a female in another lifetime, we want to address all incarnations where you possibly had this experience where you went into fear as a result of a pandemic, a virus. Breathing in divine light. Exhale into the root chakra. Releasing with each gentle breath. Breathing in divine light. Exhale into the root chakra. Ooh, somebody who's worsening had a lifetime in Ireland during the potato famine. Let go of that now. This is a perfect opportunity. Breathe in divine light. I'm assisting you, and so is the Ascended Masters and Creator of all loving light. Breathe in that divine light. Exhale into your root chakra. Let that lifetime go. You are in a new body, and it's the year 2020. Breathing in divine light. Exhale into the root chakra. Thank you. Excellent. Good shift in there. Breathe in divine light and exhale into your sacral. Release all the fears and anxieties from all the moments that you gave away your power from being in fear or anxiety or worry. Breathe in divine light. Exhale into your sacral. Excellent. Breathe in divine light and exhale into your navel. Into the umbilical cord through your generations and your family lineages, releasing all anxieties and fears over dis-ease, any famines, any pandemics, and releasing divine light. There's no reason for any of us to repeat whatever our ancestors have experienced. There's no reason for us to experience illness or disease if we have already experienced it in a previous lifetime. Breathe in divine light. Exhale into the navel. Excellent shifting of letting go. Awesome. Breathe in divine light and exhale into your solar plexus, your emotional chakra. Not another day will you allow yourself or any human being to place you in fear when you have control. If it's something to be fearful about that is justified, then yes, that is what your ego is for, to warn you of danger. But we're talking about taking back control of your emotions through fear and anxiety. Breathe in divine light. Exhale into your solar plexus. Excellent shifting there. Excellent. Good job, everyone. Breathe in divine light and exhale into your heart chakra. With each gentle breath, let all that heart fear, all that heart anxiety release. And as it's releasing, allow the Christ light within you, the God light, the divine light, your higher self light, to ignite and shine within your threefold flame heart. Breathing in divine light, exhaling into the heart chakra. Excellent. Shifting and releasing, everyone. Breathe in divine light and exhale into your throat chakra. With each gentle breath, as you release all this trapped energy, release it also from your vocal cords and your larynx and voice box. Let the burdens of worry and anxiety just slide off your shoulders, down your arms, out your fingertips, down your back, and off your legs. With each gentle breath, let divine light soften your throat chakra with divine light. Excellent, excellent. Let all those burdens release from your shoulders. Let your shoulders soften and relax. Excellent shift there. I was feeling somebody was having some tightness on the right side of their shoulder there. Breathe in divine light and exhale into the center of your head, your pituitary chakra, your pineal chakra, the god elixir in the center, the right and left side of your brain and your cellular memory and your brain stem. Let's release all the fears and anxieties that are not for your highest good. Let's reawaken all quadrants within your brain, those neurons, those circuits, to fire up and reconnect you strongly with your divine self, your higher self, and creator of all love and light. Breathe in divine light and exhale into the center of your head. Excellent shifting. Ooh, I hope somebody also felt their ears open more. Someone's ears just opened more. Excellent. Breathe in divine light and exhale into your crown chakra. With each gentle breath, as you release these fears and anxieties, let this divine light open your crown to divine truth, divine clarity, and 100% pure divine connection. With each gentle breath, let the connection between you and your higher self, your guardian angels, your master teachers and spirit guides, to connect strongly with each breath. Excellent. Let's now go into the seventh layer of our auric field and release those trapped energies. And as we are releasing, let's allow this divine, sacred, pure light to pulsate as we move through each layer together. 100% pure divine light, divine love, divine truth, peace, and comfort. Let's start in the seventh layer of your auric field now. And we're going to penetrate through all seven layers of the seventh layer. Breathe in divine light. Exhale into the seventh layer of your auric field. Letting go with each breath. And allowing this pure divine light to fill the seventh layer of your auric field with pure healing light, love, and peace with each breath as we breathe together. Excellent. Let's shift into the sixth layer, all seven layers. Breathing in that divine light. Exhaling into the sixth layer of our auric field. Remember, as all is releasing, 100% pure divine healing light, love, and peace flows in and circulates. Excellent. Shifting into the fifth layer of your auric field, all seven layers. Breathing in divine light, exhaling divine light into the fifth layer of your auric field. Excellent shifting there. Breathe in divine light. And let's go through all the seven layers of the fourth layer of your auric field. Releasing with each breath and receiving divine healing, divine love, peace, and light with each breath. Let go of the attachment, let go of the resistance. Excellent shift. Let's go into the third layer now, all seven layers. Releasing and receiving. 100% pure divine light with each breath, healing light. Love and peace, letting go of the resistances. Excellent. Going into the second layer of your auric field, all seven layers. Releasing and receiving. 100% divine healing light, love, and peace. Excellent. Breathe in divine light and exhale into the second layer of your auric field. All seven layers, releasing and receiving divine love, light, peace, healing. Excellent. Breathe in divine light. And now let's go into the first layer closest to our skin. All seven layers. Breathing in that pure divine light. Exhaling all resistances, releasing. Receiving divine healing, light, love, and peace. Letting go of the resistances. Excellent. Let's now connect with the elementals within us. Earth, our body. Air, our breath. Water, the water in our cells and around our cells. Fire, our physical beating heart, in the fifth element, love, our heart chakra, our sacred heart. Let's breathe in this divine light and let's synchronize and balance the five elements within us, releasing any disharmony, bringing the five elements with each breath into harmony and balance. Excellent. Let's breathe in divine love, the purest divine love the Creator of all love and light creates. Breathe in divine love, and let's exhale into our heart chakra. With each gentle breath as we breathe, allow this divine love to cascade like a gentle waterfall flowing into all your chakras, major and minor, with each breath. With each gentle breath, allow this divine love to flow into all your systems, all your organs, and all your glands, filling with love, divine sacred love. Gentle love, soothing all organs, all glands, all systems. Let's now breathe this love and let it ripple out through all the layers of our auric field. Breathe in divine love. Exhale into the first layer. With each breath, it fills and ripples to the second layer. Fills and ripples to the third and fourth and fifth and sixth and seventh. All cells vibrating love, all the way down to the atomic structural level of your being. Breathing in divine love, exhaling divine love. Each week when I'm here every Wednesday, part of my soul's path is to remind you that you are divine, powerful, master creators and manifestors. You have the ability within you to create anything you wish that is for your highest good and the highest good for all. So as we re-enter back into the society of socializing and gathering in various places, let's remember that we are all love and we are all having our own unique experience. We are all made our own agreement with our souls and Creator and others. So as you go out and re-socialize again, any lessons that you might learn, any teachings, it will be a teaching for you, because in these last 3 months, as I've been with you every week, I've also been helping you take back your power, open up your gifts, trust yourself, and allow yourself to be who you came here to be in all creative, passionate ways for the highest good. And I will continue to be here, and I will continue to inspire you. We are all valuable. We are all worthy. We are just on different roads having different experiences. It does not make us any less or any greater than each other. Now I would like you all to please bring in your aura, because some of you have your aura out like over 500,000 feet right now. And you want to bring it in, so bring that aura in to 12 inches off your skin. And the reason why you want it in that nice, because you don't want to pick up any energies that are way out there that are not for your highest good, that might be draining or exhausting for you or sabotaging. So I want to ground you all, and you all who are listening, you can always slip back into your altered space because you are masters if that's what you choose. But don't worry, when I ground you, you will still retain the love vibration and whatever you have released, it will not return. So with that, I say, humbly, everyone, humbly, everyone, humbly, everyone, big, giant breath. And as you exhale, feel, sense, notice your feet grounding with Mother Earth. Those of you who have your water out and you're ready for me to bless it, I am the vessel, the divine. I turn myself over to the divine. So here we go. We're going to charge your water now. And your water is divinely charged and ready for you. And it is perfectly designed for you and between you and Creator God and your higher self. So go ahead and take a drink. You may notice that it tastes different. For those of you who are new listening, several years ago, and I won't go into the story because we only got about 2 minutes left. I'll go into the story another time. But I was asked by John the Baptist, and it wasn't about religion, to use myself as a vessel. The water that we make has the same healing properties as the water in Lourdes, France, the St. Bridget Well in Ireland, and the Sanskrit Well. What we do is initially is we purify the water cells, and then we infuse it with 9.5 alkaline, because that's what every human being needs. Any vitamins and minerals that you might need, blessings for your highest good. And then the extra stuff that goes in is between you and Creator God. And if you looked on my website, GinaDivineHealing.com, you would find a lot of water testimonials where people have had miracles. So enjoy this water for those of you who have allowed yourself to receive this gift. And thank you for joining me for meditation. Because I don't know if you realize it or not, but you're receiving a healing. So thank you for self-loving yourself. And hey, check out my website because I've got some new paintings going up, and soon it's going to be, artwork just went up, and very soon, June 1st, it's going to be available also as wallpaper for meditation on cell phones, and I'm currently painting the chakras, so you will have chakra paintings up on my website soon. In the meantime, thank you for joining me. Thank you for loving yourself enough to be here. Namaste, God bless you, aloha, and aho. Until next Wednesday, remember, you are love. Thank you. Goodbye. Nope, see you later. No goodbyes. See you later.